Bob Hunt has discovered several underground military installations. Kent Barker went to meet him and tracked down a radio station which played a significant role in the turning point of the Second World War.
Well, we're standing now in the Paulsgrove chalk pit. To the north of us, we have this cliff face.
Massive, great chalk cliff, yeah?
About a 90-foot face, yeah.
We can see what looks like the openings to a couple of caves, I suppose, what, 20, 30 feet up the cliff. Is that where we're heading?
That's where we're heading, yes.
Well, we made it up here, and you're only marginally out of breath.
Tremendous view. We can see Hailing Island, Langston Harbour, and in the distance, Yarna White.
And behind us, a really rather small hole. Yeah. It's only about 3 foot high, isn't it?
It's only about 3 feet high, because it has been backfilled at one point. This was the escape route, the main entrance further to the west. It's a more difficult climb.
Yeah, you go first.
Right, it opens up there. You see the machining marks on the wall. It was hacked over by the entire company of the 172nd tunnelling engineers, Royal Engineers, in 1942.
Hitler is a monster of wickedness, insatiable in his lust for blood and plunder. So now this bloodthirsty
catastrophe. It's an eight-foot chamber there. One of these chambers was the transmission hall, and the other chamber was the receiver, the radio receivers.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snagg.
All the messages that were destined for France, they'd have come by a secure landline to where we're standing now. They would have gone through the transmitter. They'd have gone up 80 feet into the aerials. And then they would have been transmitted to the Normandy beaches.
All hands to meeting station.
The sky is lightning. Lightning over the coast of Europe as we go in.
The very first signals after radio silence was broken on June 6, 1944, that were transmitted from the Normandy beaches saying that we had in fact achieved successful beachhead would have been received by equipment in this radio station.
We're over the enemy coast now, and the run-in has started. 1 minute, 30 seconds, red light, green light, and out, out.
Not until last year, I came across an obscure reference at the Public Record Office, just a single paragraph, really, which linked the tunnels we're in now to the COHQ underneath Fort Southwark, and named this as a secure radio station. You see the famous Paulsgrove skull on the wall as you go up.
So this is amazingly open to the public. I mean, it's not itself dangerous, but the climb up's not too safe. But it is open. Is that unusual?
It is unusual. This is the only site on Portsdown which is accessible to the public. There were two deep tunnel shelters that took 2,500 people each. One of those is in Wimmering Chalk Pit to our east. That's been sealed forever. They've built a housing estate in it, so that's completely lost.
I've been round the streets most nights on one job or another, but I've never seen anything to equal this shelter for comfort and cheerfulness.
The London Road Tunnel shelter, the shelter entrance has been bricked up, but it still would theoretically be accessible, but that's long been abandoned.
Their general motto seems to be, take the notice.
Are you happy that they should just sort of be left in this condition, or would you like to see something more done about them?
I'd like to see them at least the minimum amount of maintenance taking place so they don't decay any or get damaged any further. We should be looking after them. It amazes me that we know more about a 2,000-year-old long barrow on Portsdown than we do about these D-Day tunnels that are only 60 years old.
Well, we've crawled back out and now we're looking down this cliff face, which we've got to get back down to safety. Tell me, have you ever come across anybody who worked here?
Not in this radio station. I've had emails from Wrens who worked in the COHQ under Fort Southwark, but never anybody who's actually worked in this radio station.
I'd like to hear from them, though, wouldn't you?
I would love to hear from them, indeed, yeah. I want to find out about the equipment in here, what life was like, staffing levels, day-to-day routine, when it opened, when it closed.
Would you have fancied working in a cave like this?
I'd have worked in there, yeah. Jumped at the chance.